This is Matt Rice with the Ag Information Network and today's Marketline report for Monday. Feeder cattle finished the week battling higher feed prices as lack of demand becomes an issue. Let's go to Virginia McCathy with the CME Group to hear more.
The feeders were lower today, though. I think the cold storage beef supply are up from last year, and I think it's kind of putting some pressure on the market. The significance of this is that it's kind of tied to the idea that the demand is easing. So that's really something to watch as we go forward.
Chicago soft red winter wheat prices for September closed the day down 12 and 3 quarters to finish the day at 936 and a half. September corn was up 16 to finish the week at 682 and 3 quarters. Kansas City hard red winter wheat prices for September were down 12 and a half to settle at 998 and a quarter. Portland prices for club wheat with 10.5% protein were unchanged, ranging from 1075 to 1190. Soft white wheat with 10.5% protein prices for August were down 10 to unchanged, ranging from 1065 to 1140. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for August were down 12.5, ranging from 1083 and a quarter to 1113 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for August were down 9 and a quarter, ranging from 1130 and a half to 1165 and a half. Live cattle for August were down 50 cents, closing at 133.37 and a half. August feeder cattle were down $2.35 to finish the day at 172.50. August class 3 milk was down 55 cents to settle at 23.50.
Thanks for listening to the Marketline Report. This is Matt Rice.